95% of our lives are run and created by our subconscious mind programming. Imagine if your subconscious mind is running many negative, disempowering, and self-sabotaging programs. How will that 95% of your life turn out to be? Would you like help to change your subconscious programming into something that works for you and set it to attract and create everything you desire? Join Tamara Oviatt in her show Metaprogramming and the Human Biocomputer here on OM Times, where she will connect to the source energy and change your subconscious programming by deleting your negative belief systems. Tamara is the founder of Sacred Activations, a subconscious metaprogramming modality that rewires your brain and shifts hundreds of your belief systems so you can break away from lack, pain, and suffering, and take control of what you want to create in your life. Tamara has helped hundreds of thousands of people worldwide, and she is here to help you too. It's not about fighting what you don't want. It's about creating what you do want. And the only way to do that is to change and upgrade your subconscious programming. Let Tamara help you create magic in your world. Tune in every week at Metaprogramming and the Human Biocomputer.
Hi, welcome to Metaprogramming and the Human Biocomputer. I'm so excited you guys joined us. This is also going to be a conversation about metaprogramming and also sacred activations. And I'm going to be running some programs today. And I'm also going to be telling you the story a little bit, very, very short, compact story on how all this came to be. And we're going to talk about practitioner training. And I want to introduce some of Sacred Activations teachers. We have four of them online right now with us today, and hopefully more of them will join us. Because if you don't want to take the training with me, you can also, we've got Australia, Philippines, California, Izo, I'm not sure where he lives, UK. So we're everywhere. So you can connect with them. You can connect with me online. And I look forward to sharing with you today. So let me start with just a really short story on how all this began. In the late 90s, I heard that I was supposed to be a healer. And I heard it over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. And I was quite happy with my life. I really was. I had a very successful life, and I was a divorced mom, but I bought a house, had a nanny, the nanny had a car. I mean, I was doing really well. And I kept hearing you're supposed to be a healer. So I finally said, okay, God, I will follow you. Just don't kill me or my kids. It's obviously some subconscious belief systems about that, right? So anyways, I went on the path and I did all these different trainings, and every training I did, I heard this is for your training, not what you're going to be doing. And I could never get my trainings going. I would teach some people, but not a lot. But when I taught my angel classes early 2000s, I did four rounds of that with full, just stand up. The room was packed. And I was teaching this class in Ventura, California, this place called Thanks from Heaven. And the classes freaked me out because I was getting so popular. So I had a Yellow Page ad going, you know, you remember Yellow Pages? I canceled my Yellow Page. When it canceled my Yellow Page ad, I changed my phone number. And I went back into a regular job and did that for years until 2009, I left realtor.com. 2011, I started talking to this gentleman in England. He's all, come over here. You can do your business here. Let's get married, blah, blah, blah. I was lost. I didn't know what to do. I enjoyed talking to him. So in early 2012, I went over to England to meet up with him. And when I met him, I knew I wasn't going to marry him. And a couple days, or actually a couple weeks in, I went for a walk in the park and I said, what am I doing here? Because in California, my life was falling apart. And here I am in England. And I only had $200 in my account when I flew over there. And when I went for a walk, it wasn't a park, it was a graveyard, really. And when I went for the walk in the park, I was yelling at God, what am I doing here? Why am I here? And I clearly heard to go to the Roslyn Chapel in Scotland. So I went back to his house and he was talking to a friend of his. I told him what I heard. He's, oh my God, the Roslyn Chapel is said to be on, I don't remember what, but it's codes. And it's very, very powerful location. So I booked a train for the next day. And I also heard to have my client Vera, who I'd worked with via Skype in Scotland, meet me at the chapel. And when I did, she said, okay, you know, so this all came together. I met her at the chapel in Roslyn Chapel and we sat in the pews and I said, okay, God, I'm here. And I heard to go on the Akashic Records. And when I did, there was this being standing there. I've never seen a being in the Akashic Records at that time. I only received information that I needed. And so I asked him who he was and what he was doing here. And he told me he was Lord Metatron and he was there to assist me. And so I said, okay. And I know why Vera had to be there, because we're both, I could witness on her easier than I could witness on myself. You guys understand what I mean if you're in the healing business. So I was receiving this shrilling energy coming into the top of my head, and it was followed up by these golden seals. And my head was spinning. I was told to ground. Lord Metatron told me to ground, so we connected into Mother Earth. And then when we drove away from the church, I was told I was now crystalline and give these to others. So I did. I started giving them to other people, but I noticed the golden seals didn't go with it. I didn't understand it. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know I was doing sacred geometry. I had no idea what sacred geometry was. And my trip that was supposed to last for 3 weeks, I was supposed to go home. I knew I couldn't go home. And I contacted a friend of mine online and he invited me to come stay with him and his girlfriend in London. So staying there, I went to the Stonehenge. I received these codes again. They about knocked me over. And then I received the Moses codes, which is also the tree of life while I was staying with him. And then I had all three and I heard God tell me, or source, whatever you want to call it, tell me that this is going to take 3 weeks to integrate. And I said, I'm not interested in waiting for 3 weeks. I'm done waiting. I want it now. And I slept for 3 days. And when I woke up, I was much more intuitive. And I was able to help my clients that I could never get processes with where they'd be done in 20 minutes. I stayed in Europe for 8 months, most of it alone. Traveled. I was in Spain. I was in Italy. I was in England. I was in Glastonbury, England. Oh my God, what a gift. I still go back there all the time. And during these 8 months, I had different beings coming in and teaching me. I had the beings that I was familiar with, you know, Mary Magdalene, Jesus, Moses, Buddha, Kuan Yin. And then I had also aliens coming in and talking to me and sharing me and activating me. This is all source energy code, but I had all these different masters from so many different levels that I would never even think of talking to or that I could. Because at the time, I didn't know I could do, I mean, yeah, I did Akashic Records, learned to talk to your angels, but I was using a guided meditation. I wasn't doing what I was doing and what happened. And I got reports of people healing from cancer. A friend of mine that I worked with for over a year had had a stroke a year prior, was on a walker. She couldn't button her bra, she couldn't brush her hair, nothing. And so I ran the first three activations on her. That's all I had. And I ran the first three activations on her. And the next morning, she woke up 95% better. She was off the walker. She could walk on her own. She could brush her hair. She could button her bra. She had a little bit of a limp. And I think she freaked out because she stopped doing the activations, right? So about a year later, started listening to him again. And the limp was gone. You can even tell she had ever had a stroke. She'd completely and totally recovered. And then the guy that told me to go to the Roslyn Chapel and the codes that was in it, excuse me, I was talking to him and I said, do you want these? And he says, yes. And it was the first three activations. So I gave him the activations I heard in my head to tell him he was going to be sensitive. I did not tell him that because I wasn't trusting yet. So that night after the activations, he took all of his artwork, his computer, all of his writings out of his house, started a bonfire and burnt everything up and broke up with his girlfriend and moved in with some monks. It's like, what? I freaked out because his life went like this, right? In the changes. And it freaked me out. I felt responsible. I talked to him a month later. I mean, he burned up his computer. I couldn't talk to him. So when I was able to talk to him a month later, he told me that his life had never been different. It changed so much. What sacred activations does, it's metaprogramming in the human biocomputer, which is the explanation I received about 4 years ago. And what that is intelligent software. It keeps running, it keeps changing programs, and keeps upgrading everything. And what a lot of people would do in a weekend, we do in 5 to 10 minutes. And what it does is it continues working through you and with you, and it keeps shifting you. That's what sacred activations does. It doesn't stop. When you receive the activations, that's the beginning. Sure, you can have miracle shifts like this, but days, weeks, even months, you keep shifting and you keep changing. It's absolutely incredible. The golden seals I received, I asked later, why aren't people getting them? And I was told, because that is for people, for practitioners that are going to be passing them on and doing the work with other people. So when I did my first practitioner training, I saw the golden seals come in. My first year, there was 16 activations. It took me a year to integrate those. And some of the alchemy of the third dimension and fifth and sixth, but in the third dimension is available in this training. I was afraid to do it. The Octarians brought me three activations, third, fourth, fifth dimension and Stargate. And I was scared to death to do it because I saw how much I'd shifted in a year and a half. So when people tell me they're kind of freaked out once they do one activation or even two, they get a little scared. Yeah, because it's your stuff shifting. Keep with it. Ground, connect. It's your stuff shifting out. My life is completely different from that lady that went over to England 13 years ago. I now live in Mexico, beachfront, with my husband. And that's only possible through sacred activations and the changes I made. And for 8 years, I was living in different sacred areas and working on myself and connecting. And this continued. I mean, I came home after 8 months, right, from Europe. As a matter of fact, my youngest son and I took a cruise home from Spain to Miami. And that was really amazing. And what accomplishment from going over there with $200 in my account to be able to cruising home. So that was really beautiful. I'm all about love, peace, joy, and happiness. That's what I'm all about. And we have these subconscious belief systems that stop us from achieving different things and really doing what we want, or stored traumas. That's what sacred activations does. It shifts all these out. It shifts it super fast. I want to go ahead and introduce a couple teachers if they would like to share, or even a practitioner. I didn't mean it that way, sweetheart. Practitioners or teachers, if you guys would like to share, I would absolutely love that. And then after the break, you guys stick around. I'm going to run some activations for you, okay? I want you to be able to hear us, because if I run activations, you're not going to really be able to hear everything we're saying, because you're going to be integrating. So hang out for a few minutes. Maria Teresa, would you like to come on and share? I didn't even ask you guys, so I'm kind of putting you on the spot. Sarah, if you want to share, turn on your camera so I know you do. Jimmy, you're a practitioner. If you would like to share something, you're more than welcome to. You don't have to. So whoever wants to share, go ahead and put your hand up.
Ready.
Okay, go ahead, Maria.
Yes. I have been into sacred activations. I've been with Tamara since I think early. That was I discovered Tamara late 2012, and I took her. I think that was the second or third practitioner training, if I'm not mistaken. And from that, I'm almost 10 years into sacred activations. I don't think if you met me 10 years ago, I'm not even close to that person. I was a bit grumpy. But right now, when talk to me, yes, I'm a bit grumpy. I'm always jealous of other people because I was transitioning from, because I was a model. I was a TV commercial model. I was an actress. I was a singer. So, you know, I was so much into the 3D. And then when I got introduced into, and I had bulimia. I had that pressure to be very pretty, to look very personable and very pretty. When I got into sacred activations, I think in 6 months' time, I was able to release that food addiction. I was also able to start healing my relationship with my mom and then with my family. And also, I was able to somehow start loving myself because I had tremendous, it's like that bulimia nervosa, it was so much self-loathing. It's like I really hated myself. I don't know for what reason, maybe. It's like there was a lot of competition in our family. And I was really very jealous of my brothers, two brothers, because in my culture here in the Philippines, the males are the ones favored over the females. And so I was able to shift all of those. You will never ever, it's like being a practitioner is so much of a blessing. Tamara is so much of a blessing, along with all the other sacred activations, teachers and practitioners. And in that OM show, I did with Amanda, I even said that it's not only the activations, it's not only sacred activations, also the family. It's like we're like 600 or 700 practitioners. And from that group alone, it's like you're being showered with so much support and love. And of course, from Tamara, I'm really very, very, very grateful. She's one of my best teachers, perhaps in all of my lifetimes. I can say that. Thank you very much.
That is so sweet. Thank you so much, sweetheart, for sharing. So Maria Teresa, go ahead.
I still have to add. When I became a practitioner, I don't know, but it was so lucky because I won in a TV show. It's like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? I was able to win in that show. And then very recently, when I taught a class, a level one sacred activations certification class, a month after, I won a car. So. I feel so lucky every time I take a class and also teach a class. That's all. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, sweetheart. Maria Teresa has gone through all the classes. So she's the highest level teacher and practitioner. Yeah. So if you're in the Philippines or Filipino time, she's on the website. Connect with her. She's absolutely amazing. Thank you so much, honey. Thanks for sharing. Who else would like to share? Sarah, Amanda?
Hi. Yeah, I'll share.
Hi, Sarah.
My name is Sarah Garcia. Yeah, good morning. So I came to Sacred Activations in, I think, 2016 or 2017. And a friend essentially told me, I've been listening to these MP3s and my life is changing. And so at that time, I got the first three that were free. And I was very not precious with it. I just sort of played them when I was doing the kids' hair in the bath and just, And then one day I was playing one, and it was called Be Your Own Healer. And I was paying my bills. I was on the computer. And then these MP3s are mainly silent. And then occasionally Tamara will just say something. And she said, who says you can't be your own healer? And I'm paying the Discover card bill. And all of a sudden my face is crying. I'm not reliving an emotion. I'm not going somewhere else. I'm not feeling triggered. But my body just started releasing. And at that point, I was like, something's happening here. I have so many testimonies for sacred activations and how they've instantly shifted my life. I was in Bali, and I was listening to one that was called, I think, Trust, Loyalty, and Honesty. And I listened to it to go to sleep. Again, like just very not precious with it. And in the morning I woke up and I called my husband and was telling him, we're going off the grid, not gonna be able to reach me. And this man proceeds to apologize in this very open way about, he said, I just want to apologize for any times I wasn't straight with you. I didn't realize that by trying to protect myself, I was making you unsafe. Unprovoked. But just happens to like fall under the heading of an MP3, a silent MP3 I listened to the night before. Over COVID lockdown, we were all, the world was shut down. And so I started becoming a practitioner, and I did it through the recordings. And again, I did it while I was doing other things. I was excited to later be able to do it in person, but at that time it wasn't offered. So I was just listening to the recordings while I'm doing house chores. And I would stop whenever she would have us work on somebody, they do breakout rooms. And I would call a friend, hey, is it okay? Can I practice with you? Can I run this activation? And in the beginning, I would just feel it as like a little bit of energy. And then, okay, and then I would go about, listen to the rest, and my whole world shifted, and not just not just the reprogramming of sacred activations, but also the opening up of my own psychic gifts, and learning what my own machine is. I've since become a teacher, practitioner, and a teacher for level one, for masters, and for medical intuitive. Medical intuitive changed my world. I would just be running the energy, and so many other my abilities opened, and getting to know and read, hear, and understand just energy around us, not to mention like guides and everything else. But anyway, I could talk forever, but thank you, Tamara, and it's a beautiful thing, sacred activation. So
thank you, sweetheart. This is so nice. I'm glad I'm having you guys talk. I feel so good. Amanda, do you want to share?
Hi. So in 2017, I was scrolling through Facebook, and there was a practitioner doing a free activation. I wasn't doing anything but scrolling. And I stopped, and I could feel the energy. And I thought, oh, gee, something's happening here. So after receiving whatever this practitioner did, and I honestly can't remember, I Googled Tamara. And 2 weeks later, I was a practitioner. The energy was so powerful. And I just started doing the activations on people 2 weeks later. And since then, I've seen some amazing changes in my clients and in myself, changes in my health and my money and where I live. I mean, I live in the most amazing spot. I'm in Tasmania in Australia, and I'm way, way down the bottom in the south of Tasmania, in the bush. So I'm surrounded by bush and possums and echidnas and wallabies. It's amazing. And my life just keeps getting better and better. And I'm watching my clients get better and better. I have some clients at the moment who are incredibly sick. I think it was in October, I had a client who was 2 hours away from dying. And he was in hospital. The daughter rang me and said, can you run some activations? And I simply ran three activations thinking that I was helping this person pass. I got a phone call in the morning that he'd woken up, and I spoke to his wife on Friday, Friday my time, and he's going home. He's been in rehab and he's going home next week. So, and she said to me, they wouldn't be in this position without sacred activations. So I've now worked on the whole family. And he's just one client I've done the activations with. I've done activations on people's businesses and seen people go from zero clients to 15 clients in 3 days after the activations. I cannot tell you how amazing this energy is. It's so easy. That's the best thing. It is so easy. So thank you. Thank you, Tamara.
Thank you so much, Taylor.
For all my clients.
Yeah. Isn't that beautiful? That's so cool. You know, you guys, I didn't come up with this. I was given this energy. I was giving these codes. And I feel so honored that I get to do this. And it took me a while because I didn't, why me? Why would they choose me? You know, why me? And I'm so thankful they did. But, you know, everything comes through me. It's not from me. It's from source energy. And when you realize it's source energy, and when you receive these codes, you can start doing this. It's not this big learning curve. There's really not much to learn except the name of the activations after you receive the codes and do some practice so you feel comfortable. Because the programs are installed within your energy field. So it's not this huge learning thing that you have to do. It's receiving these codes and then just start practicing and giving them to other people, giving them to yourself. And every time you work on someone else, you work on yourself. And it's so cool because when I used to do a lot of practice sessions, or not a lot of private sessions, I would always attract these clients that had the same issues I had. You know? So I had one the other day, and she told me what she wanted to work on. I just laughed inside. I'm all, oh, that's so cool. I need to do the same thing. So yeah, it changes your life. And sacred activations at this level, you get 30 seals, and that's 30 programs that can totally completely change people's lives. The sacred geometry activations are in there. Yes, you can activate people's sacred geometry. The first three activations can shift somebody's whole life completely just by those three at first activations. And then when they go, you know, deeper and work on the family stuff, it just keeps shifting. I could go on and on and on and on too about this. When we come back, we need to take a quick break, a commercial break. And when we come back, I'm going to run some activations. And if anybody else would like to share, I would love for you to share to help people understand how sacred activations can help them also. Because that's what this is all about, is being a community and sharing. Because when you heal yourself, you heal the whole world. You affect the whole collective consciousness. Your whole family starts changing. The people at work starts changing. People across the world that you don't even know start changing. So I'm just going to say something about my staff that works for me. They're all very shy about sharing, but I get emails from them. Thank you. My life has changed. And they didn't come to work for me to, or even believe in anything I was doing. I don't know what their beliefs were. It wasn't a requirement for their job. And some of them come in and do the classes now too. And I get emails, thank you, my life has changed. And to me, that's such an honor and a blessing, because they weren't even interested in this stuff. They just wanted a job. So, yeah, anyways, thank you. And thank you, everybody. I'm not mentioning any names. So let's take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to run some activations. Thank you so much.
Om Times TV. Imagine becoming a super influencer. Reinvent yourself, invest in your brand, and then manifest your success with a robust spheric approach. Om Times Media and Broadcasting offers a unique and multifaceted way to become the spiritual and conscious influencer you deserve to be by putting your message across our powerful platform with its proven record of integrity and excellence. Through our produced shows, Om Times offers the opportunity to become a social media TV personality, a radio show host, an Om Times magazine columnist, and a syndicated podcaster, all in one shot. By live streaming your show on Om Times TV and broadcasting it across the extensive Om Times radio and TV networks, you become more than a host. You become an ambassador and a force for positive change. Om Times. Open yourself to the possibilities. Do you want to go deeper into sacred activations, which is a subconscious metaprogramming process? Tamara Oviatt is inviting you to visit her website at tamaraoviatt.com to sign up and get lifetime access to free 7 activations that you can listen to anytime you want or as often as you need. If you like what Tamara does and like to incorporate sacred activations into your life, she also offers live webinars, masterclasses, and practitioners training to further support your healing, manifestations, and expansion. There are hundreds of activations on her website that address different aspects of your life: money, health, relationships, intuitive abilities, and more. Head over to her website at tamaraoviatt.com and experience the magic of sacred activations. Thank you for listening.
If I could be you, and you could be me for just 1 hour. If we could find a way to get inside each other's minds.
Walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes. Well, before you abuse, criticize, and accuse, walk a mile in my shoes.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. I'm so excited you're still with us. I wanted to share, we have a new practitioner and teacher. I'm so excited. He's teaching in the deaf communities. So I'm so thrilled with that. So I'm not going to ask him to share, but I'm going to read what he wrote. When I did the first 3 activations, whoa, I slept a lot and with many different dreams. Whoa, yes, it was helping my body. When I asked Lord Metatron activation to be sent, it still felt like he was doing the energy work on me. So it's just so beautiful. And anybody can do this work. It's not this huge thing that you have to learn. You receive it. You receive the work. And you receive the knowledge and the understanding and the codes. And so that's something I want to really share with you. It's, I mean, yes, it's learning. Yes, it's practicing. Yes, we get tons of practice in class. And you get the recordings so that you can do them over and over again and watch them, and you continue to shift, and you could start practicing with people right away. At this level, it's one-on-one. After the master's level, we are now receiving 1300 golden seals, and you get a list of over 1,000 activations you can do with groups. We've combined the masters and the master and the master's class into one. It's a 6-day training over the weekends. And you don't have to be on live. You can do this on your own and on your own pace. And then we gift you to be able to do the class live as many times as you would like online. So that's really cool. Anyways, somebody wanted to ask a question. Do we get to ask questions, Darlene?
Yeah, that's me.
Hi, sweetheart. There you are.
So, the practitioner training, I would do it mainly for myself. Obviously, I'm retired, and I don't want to get into too much because I only have two questions. But where I was, I saw a lot of the damage humanity can do to humanity in our own backyard, and burnout was pretty bad. So for me, it's more looking at how I can help myself to be, well, yeah, I know your intention at one point was world peace. And still, I think going into it, my intention would be to try to personify unconditional love, not only for myself, but for others. But given my background, my work history, I am pretty jaded, and I admit that. So I have to ask a couple questions, mainly because of what I used to do in my work. The first question is working on ourselves. Obviously, we don't need permission, but if there are others that we see would benefit, do we need to get their permission to download these activations? Okay. Yep. Part of that, of course, is I'm also a mother and issues with children, and that holding back the need to download something that I know will help versus allowing their own journey in this world. So that's why I needed to know that part. And you, I think, have already answered the second question, which is, obviously, you've told us that there's hundreds of activations. Given Einstein's theory that we don't need to memorize something that we can look up, I'm guessing that the spirit guides give us the activation that is needed for an individual if they do open up and ask. And the names and all that, is that a memory thing, or is that just come through our spirit guides? They tell us, okay, this is this activation and this is what we're going to do. Because remembering each activation and what it entails or does for the individual, I find that might be a challenge. Anyway, so those are my two questions. And I just want to say thank you to you, your authenticity, who you are, it just shines through. And I do admire your ability to step out, and just a lot of respect for that. I've become a bit of a hermit, and that's okay, but I really do respect your ability to take the chance. And I know it's been a long journey for you too. So I appreciate that you took it. And I definitely, because I've looked at other modalities, definitely can feel the energy from you and your cohorts, Amanda. She really shines that energy as well. So I thank you all for being so strong and putting it out there. And yes, you are accomplishing the world peace, because I'm one crab that's back in the water after you've thrown me in, feeling very peaceful. So thank you for that.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, honey. Yeah, at the first level, you receive golden 30 golden seals, and you get to do those activations. You have to do the other trainings to do the other activations, but then you get them all in the second training. You don't have to remember anything. You are guided what activations to give or not to give. You have a list of activations, because there's times I used to do it, you had to receive them in the order I received them, right? So I would do these activations. Okay, you need this, you need that. And then I'd hear, no, not that one. And I'd try to run it, and the energy wouldn't run. So if they don't need it, or they're not ready for it, the energy is not even going to run. So you don't have to worry about it. And you don't have to work on your children, just work on yourself. Because when you work on yourself, your children also change. So you're affecting everybody and world peace just by being who you are and taking the time to have some inner healing yourself. So I hope I answered all your questions. Okay, good. And you guys, if you can't make a live class, don't worry about it. You can do it with the replays. A lot of people don't do the class live until later. It's totally okay. You always receive the last training. Okay, I'm going to go to Catherine and then Susan, and then I'm going to run some activations. Go ahead, Catherine. Hi, sweetheart.
Yeah, it's a quick question. What are the hours for the training? Does it start at 11 Eastern and ends when?
I think it starts at, I don't know. It shows it on the page. It shows it on the page. Yeah. So I don't know what time I'm starting. I think I start at 9. So Eastern would be 10. I don't want to say wrong times. I'm not sure.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hi, Susan.
Hey, you might have talked about this at the beginning, but the link wasn't right. So some of us came in late. But what is the track to become a practitioner and a teacher? And you mentioned the second training just now. So what, this will be enough for what? And then what's the track?
Well, if you want to be a teacher, you have to do all 5 sacred activations trainings, which is practitioner and then masters. And then which masters, I've combined 2 classes, masters and mastering the masters. And then medical intuitive, I've combined 2 classes. It's now a 6-day class instead of a 4-day and a 2-day, because we just can't fit it all in. Absolutely magical class. It's beyond. It's sacred activations in the energy, but it's also really using and learning to use your psychic abilities to talk to organs, hands-on remote healing, psychic surgery. You get this Octarian blue light codes from the Octarians. I mean, it's compact, energetic IVs. I can go on and on and on about this. But, and then world mastery, where you're working to work with the ley lines of the planet and the grid system, and how to remote view and also remote travel. So it teaches you all kinds of stuff. And then when you've done that, then you're allowed to become a teacher.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, and timelines and parallel universes. Holy cow. Are you done looking at past lives and removing one thing or another thing and going back to the past life over and over and over again? Did you know you can pull the whole program and then replace it with a more positive program that supports you? It's absolutely incredible. That's Timelines and Parallel Universe class. It's just, wow. It's absolutely unbelievable. In all of these, you have to do first level practitioner training in order to do, because we're using this energy. What's different about this modality versus a lot of the other modalities? A lot of the other modalities are your guided meditations or talking. And this is actually energy. It's source energy. It's powerful. It's source energy. And it changes you and keeps working with you over and over and over, and you keep shifting. It's, to me, it's the easiest modality out there and the most powerful, at least from what I've seen and what I've heard from my practitioners. So I feel very honored. So if you feel drawn to do this class, even if it's just you want to stop at the first level, that's fine. But even that, we put so much in there to give you the tools to work with your family, to victimhood, to your psychic abilities. All of that's in the first class. And then we continue. But I wanted to give you everything I possibly could in that first class to do what you could. And this took me a year and a half to receive what you get in these 2 days. And then, like Maria Teresa was saying, you're part of the community. We have a community on Facebook. There's over 600. In Japan's Facebook's over 200. There's over about 1,000 practitioners. Not everybody's on, but there's people all over the world. There's teachers now popping up all over the world. And I feel so blessed and so honored to share with you. So I want to run some activations. I promise you activations. Let's run some activations. The first activation I'm going to run is the Lord Metatron. And the Lord Metatron is the first activation I ever received. It's said to activate 12 to 18 strands of DNA. This activation will continue to run with you and through you for days, weeks, even months, shifting and activating you. When I first received this, I was told 3 weeks to integrate. Sometimes I still continue to see shifts after that. I'm also going to run victimizer because we feel like we're victimized or we play the victim or we victimize other people. Because when we're getting victimized and we victimize, it's, you know, it's all a mirror. So I want to shift that for you, that I felt really important today. And oh God, Leonard, that's, I'm doing that one. Labels and boxes, having to fit into fear of expansion. So labels and boxes, when you label and box yourself, I labeled and boxed myself into world peace. I know Darlene was asking, what about world peace? You used to all be about that. I still am, but in a different way. I put myself in the box of world peace. I've always been in that box my whole life. And that's always been my driving force. And when I went into England, I heard, it was so amazing. I heard world peace is also a label in a box. And I went, oh my God. So I cleared that and I felt so free. And then I went, well, what do I do now? If my purpose isn't world peace, what do I do? Okay, I've got this beautiful modality. I'll just focus on teaching the modality. But wait a minute, I do all these great webinars. Okay, I'll keep doing the webinars. You know, God, I love doing my show on OM. Okay, I'll keep doing my show on OM. So what happened is I went from this emptiness to continuing doing exactly what I'm doing, but with a different energy behind. It's playing. We're in a vortex. We're in a game. Let's play. Let's win. I want to win the game, right? What is the game? To me, is world peace. When we get to world peace, that's winning the game. So I'm still doing exactly what I was doing, but with a new energy. This is going to be really, really fun. And I'm so excited. Instead of, oh my God, I have to heal all these people's hearts so we can have world peace. Do you hear the difference in that? I didn't even realize I had thrown myself into that box. So I'm glad to be back on target of, woohoo, let's play. So I'm really looking forward to playing with all of you. And anybody that is drawn to this, and if you don't want to be a practitioner, great. Just go do some activations. You know, shift your life, shift your world. So let's run some activations. Victimizer, labels and boxes, and I'm also going to run the Lord Metatron. And with this is all source energy. So I'm not going to be talking. It's going to be silent. So I invite you to close your eyes is the easiest way to receive. Because you're not distracted. You can just, and whatever you feel, see, it's okay. You can't do this wrong. Okay? So here we go. So how are you labeled and boxed? What box do you have yourself in? Let's let that go. Okay, bring your energy into Mother Earth. Just imagine you can connect into Mother Earth. Bringing in this energy of peace, love, joy, and happiness. Flowing through every single cell of your body. Okay, good. While this is integrating for you, somebody wrote in. She said she got the master class, and of course she can feel the activations, but she cannot see, hear anything, and can't read anything while working with others. How can I improve this? Just keep doing it. It'll keep shifting you and expanding you and expanding your awareness and your vibration. So it's not abnormal for that to happen. You know, some people come into this and can't see and don't feel like they hear or have any intuition at all. And then I watch them blossom and open up, and it just keeps expanding. And the cool thing about sacred activations, you don't have to see it. You don't have to feel it. For it to work and for it to change you or your clients. So I remember at the beginning with some clients, I think because they were so dense in their energy, I'm not sure, that I couldn't really feel it. But then I would talk to them and they'd tell me how much everything changed. So don't worry about it if there's some things you can't feel with the client or not. They're still receiving the energy. And don't worry about it if you can't see it happening, because they're still receiving the energy and so are you. And the more you practice with it, the more you just get in tune, really. So even to do this for yourself is really amazing. Make sure you come into class on the next live class if you can. We will be posting some other classes coming up. I will be doing one in person. I'm going to Japan in October. I'm so excited about that. So anyways, I love you guys. Thank you so much for joining me and connecting with me and asking these amazing questions and your shares. Oh my God, thank you so much. It's so heartfelt. I feel so blessed. Thank you. So thank you, everybody. Have an absolutely beautiful day. If you're listening to this as a recording on one of the channels I'm on, please join my email list and you can get links to join and receive activations. And also I have some amazing guests that come on too. And so join in, it's all free. And when you're on the list, you also get the replays. So thank you, everybody. Have an absolutely beautiful day. Thank you to my teachers and practitioners and everybody that shared today with you guys. I feel so blessed. Thank you. Bye. See you guys on training.